Yes, kids, this is my choices of Yudah Marav and Rav Nachman. Rav Mor says, Omar Rav Mordechai, Rav Mordechai went, Omro Lishmaita Kaimid Ravashi. He went and sold over this machlokes in front of Ravashi. And he said like this, Bishleim Laman Diyamal Apagemus Ksuboso. It's very good. According to Rav Nachman, it's very good. The Masko Adaito, she understands that Dilma Matsu Chili Zuzi. A wife understands that throughout life, sometimes she's going to need some extra money. Vishakino Miksubasoi. And how does she do it? She tells the husband, give me money, and deduct it from my ksuba. For Yom Alei, and therefore she also tells him, ksoivli, to lay mashmoyesli. She also wants her husband to write it down, that you're not going to make me swear later. Like she knows that Loch is, by pagemas ksubasa, when she goes to collect the ksuba later, she has to swear usually, normal. So she has her, so now, if she's smart, she'll tell her husband, I want you to write me, to free me from that shvua. That's good. And once they think about this, therefore the husband frees her on all the ksubas. But if the question our Mishnah is talking about the regular shvua, where you appointed your wife to take over your business, that now you have the right to make a swear, so who the shayla is, mi havas yoda demaisav la petrupia. Does the wife ever think that such a thing will happen? Like, usually this doesn't happen. Usually you don't appoint your wife to take over your business. You don't appoint your wife to take over the store. So the Chura wife never thinks like this. So therefore, the wife, the Chura, never asked the husband to free her from these type of shvuas. So how come the Mishnah, when the husband frees her, like, why should the husband free her from such a shvua? What does this shvua have to do with the husband freeing her? That was his kasha on Rav Yudah Marav's pshat. So he answered back. So Mordechai Lishmat Vakamad Rav Ashi. So he said back like this. Omalei. So Rashi says, Omalei, what? Also Nahor Mastisan Law. You learned this on our Mishnah. Anan, we learned this Machlokes or Mastinan on a different brisa. Like this. Rashi like this. Also Nahor Mastisan. Lahor the Rav Yehuda, you learned this halacha. Rav Yehuda goes areisha the mastisim. Like you learned the question, the Gemara's question was, what shavua are we talking about? And you learned this going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. To le pirish bo b'hai shvuari. So the beginning of the Mishnah just says, kosav lo neder shvua ein lialecha. If the husband writes to his wife, I free you from all shvuas, the Mishnah doesn't say which shavua. So you learned that Rav Yehuda is explaining in the beginning of the Mishnah. And Rav Nachman argues, that's what you learned. Anani says, oh, we learn not like that. That our sefer the mastisa mastinan law. We learn to show the Gemara goes on the sefer of our Mishnah. That the sefer of the Mishnah says like this: Holcho mikev mikover baila. After the husband died and they made the kfura. After the kfura, now she goes home lebeis aviyah. Either the wife now goes home back to her father's house, or she goes lebeis chamiyah, or she goes back to her father-in-law's house. For Leinatis Apatrupia, and she doesn't take over any position now, is Eina Yoshim Ashbinoisa. The Yoshim can't make her swear anymore now. Because since the husband freed her from all shvuas, she doesn't have to swear anymore. But the Sefer says, what about the Imnasis Apatrupia? Let's say from now on, after the husband dies, she does take over the business. She becomes an Apatropis. Is Dalocho Yoshin Mashbinoisa. The kids have a right to make her swear. I lost it, love, right? From now on, anything that happens from now on, like we said, the Hezbollah is. Now the Nechasim belong to the Yoshim, not to the father anymore. So the father's Ptur was only Kozumana belongs to him. But now that the Nechasim belong to the Yoshim, the father's Ptur doesn't take effect anymore. So therefore, the end of the Mishnah says that she does have to swear on the future what she does from now on to the Yoshim. But Vyei Mashpiyan Oysal Shovar, but we do not make her swear on what already happened. What happened, Kozuman, the father, was alive. For that, we don't make her swear. Now, Sha'ava Mayavirate, and this was the question. What she already did mean when the father was when the husband was alive, what was the Shaila of a Shavua? Mayavirate, what did she do that she would have to swear? That was the Shaila. So on this, I'm Rav Yudah Marav. Ala Petrupio Shenasas Bechaya Baal. We're talking about that the husband appointed her to become an apotropos, to take over his business, to take over his store.
and the husband freed her from swearing. And therefore, that's nafka mina. If the husband wouldn't have freed her, she would have to swear. But now that the husband freed her, she doesn't have to swear. And avol bein misa lekfura, mashbiin lo. But you should know, once the husband dies, mashmi, even between misa and kfura, then they do, then the yoshma have right to make her swear. Because the husband only parted, only calls the mana belong to him. But once the husband dies, like Rashi says, kfar romu nichse kami yasme. As soon as the husband dies, right away the kids yashin the nechosim. So who owns the property now? The kids own it. So the father's psur doesn't apply anymore to the kids, only calls the mana belong to the father. The yentanai shaloi mayo bohen. So therefore, as soon as the husband dies, even before the kfura, really, if she takes over the business now, from this time onwards, the yoshim can make a swear. Rav Masna, Rav Masna, so then is very good. So Mish is going on the sefer that the husband already appointed her to be an apotropis. And therefore, an afkamina is that she has to swear or not, if the husband freed her or not. Rav Masna, Rav Masna says like this. No, even from the time he died until the time they bury him, still the Yoshim cannot make her swear. The Yamri Nadoi, because Nadoi said lekarga. So Rashi says that means lefroy lemela kesel gugolasa the yasmin. Kesh, you have to pay taxes, head taxes. So when the king's men come to collect from the yasmin, relsalem zayni. The case Rashi says is mazon isha the abonis for yasmin. Case where the husband dies. And there's a tanaik suba to feed the wife or to feed the kids, or else a lukfura. Trash lukfura samei say ayisayim. Question: when somebody dies, we want to take away the money now to pay for the kfura, or somebody has property, we want to sell it to get money to take care of one of these three things. So Nadoi says this mizavninon poloyachrasta. We have a right to sell the property fast without making a lot of announcements. Like usually, before you sell property, you want to make sure you get the best buy. So you give it a chvase to a real estate broker, put up signs all over, we're selling you the best deal. These cases, you have to sell it fast, so you sell a b'lei achrasta, without notice.
And Rashi says, who are them? We don't make them swear either. Because like we know, we're not getting the best buy, so therefore we don't make them swear, like why should they swear a shvur sheker? And the Jabbar speaks out, so who are them to our Gemara also? You see, the Rabbanim will make all about Kfura, so it's a svar by us also, that from the time the husband died until the Kfura also, the Rabbanim will make all to say that she does not have to swear. Therefore, what time does she first have to start swearing? She only first has to start swearing after the Kfura. But between Misa and Kfura, it's a svar, the Rabbanim will make all that you do not have to swear. That's the way the Jabbar says, Pshat in this Gemara over here.
We don't make them swear. Omar Rab Omar Abchia. Now, new thing now. Omar Rab Omar Abchia. The husband said, Deloy Neder or Deloy Shvua. Is who any Yochol Yashbia. True, if the husband said to his wife, no Neder or no Shvua, he cannot make his wife swear. Avu Yoshim Ashbia Noisa. But then his Yoshim could make her swear even for the things that she did when the father was alive. It only means he won't make her swear. But his Yoshim, his kids, can make her swear even for the things that she did when the husband was alive. What about if the husband says Lashon of Noki Neder, Noki Shvua, making you free of a Neder, free of a Shvua, then this means Beinu or Bein Yoshim, whether the father, the husband, or even his kids, a Mashbi Noisa. Kasachi Kamalot, this is what he meant to tell her. Menakiyas Mishvuasa, I'm freeing you like completely, you're completely clean from the Indian of a Shvua. That neither me nor my kids will make you swear. That's the way Rabba Bar Amar Rav Chiya said. For Rav Yosef Amar Rav Chiya, Rav Yosef Amar Rav Chiya, no. The Lo Neved Lo Shvu Hu En Yochel Ashbi Av Yoshem Ashbi Noisa. That's true. If he only said Lashon, no swearing, it only means the father, the husband won't make her swear. But the Yoshem, the kids, could make her swear how she acted when the father was alive. What about Noki Ned and Noki Shvua? Let's say the husband said like this. So Rav Yosef says, you know what this means? That Beinu Bein Yoshim Ashbi Noisa. Even the husband has a right to still make her swear. And for sure the Yoshim. Why? Hochi Kamala. This is what the husband meant to tell his wife. Noki Nashacha Bishvuasa. I want you to stay clean through swearing. In other words, just the opposite. I'm going to make you swear a lot. I want to make sure you stay clean that I know you're not jipping me through swearing. That's what the Lashon of Noki Shvua means. means I want you to be clean through a swearing, through a shrua. Therefore, she does have to swear. Sholach Reb Zakeh l'marukfa. Reb Zakeh sent her marukfa. Bein d'loy shrua. Where the husband said no swearing. Bein d'noki shrua. What he said, you are free from a shrua. Bein d'loy neder, or bein d'noki neder. The locher is b'nechosai, who ain't yachol yashbiya. And his own nechosim, the father, the husband can't make a swear. Avu yoshim ashbiyin oisai. But you know, the yoshim could make a swear. What about minichse ilon? Let's say the husband says, I'm not going to make you swear about this property. He says clearly on which fields, like she does not have to swear. Then we say the svar is, beinu bein yoshov ein mashbin oisa. Not the father, not the yoshim can make her swear. Like she's freed from swearing about this property. It doesn't make a difference who owns the property. He freed her that she does not have to swear about this type of property. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Mishuma B'Shoel, Ben Mishuma B'Shoel Ben Ima Miriam, and that was the name, he said open his name, that Ben Deloy Shua, where the husband said you don't have to swear, Ben Deloy Shua, you're clean from a Shua, Ben Deloy Neder, you don't have to make a Neder, Ben Deloy Neder, you're free from a Neder, Ben Menichse, Ben Menichosa, Ilam, whether the husband said stam from my property, or he said whether from this property, Halachur is Beinu Ben Yoshev Ein Mashbin Oysa. No, even if he only said for my property, still the Yoshev cannot make a swear. Avo Ma'esa, what can I do? Shroyom Rechom Nechom said that Habo Liporim Nichsi Yisayimim, whoever comes to collect from Nichsi Yisayimim, the Halachur is Lo Yifrel B'Shvua, you only have the right to collect with the Shvua. So even though Mashma, the husband, freed them, but still, Lamaisa, whenever you come to collect money from the Yorshim, Halachri, you do have to swear. Vikadarmala, something like this. Vikadarmala, Masnisa, Abishol, Ben Ima, Miriam. Omar, that he said like this. Bein de Loishua, what the husband said, you don't have to swear. Bein de Nakishu, whether you're free from a Shua. Bein de Loi Neder, Bein de Naki Neder. Bein Menichse, Bein Menichse Ilum. Whether he said, I'm freeing you from my property, or else from this property. Is Alocha Beinu Bein Yoshev Ein Mashbin Oisa. They cannot make him her swear, or else the kids also can't make her swear. But he said back, Abba Ma'esa, what can I do? Shurayor Mechom, we know the Chom say that Alocha is Habol Yiporim Nichsi Simon. Anybody that comes to collect property, to collect their money from the Yisayimim, in other words, the father owed them money and the father died. You want to go now to the Yisayimim to collect, Alocha is La Yifrel of Yeshua. They don't care whether the father freed them or didn't free them. There's a new takana. Whenever you come to get something away from the kids, you have to swear that he really owes it to you. And Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Halacha kebenim in a Miriam. That's takana halacha. That even though the father freed him, and the father's way of saying with me being freeing, that my Yoshim can't make you swear, good, that's what the father meant to do. But there's a new takonim with the Rabbonin for the sake of Yisayimim, so Nechom have a right to do this. And they said nothing doing. Whenever somebody comes and collects money away from the Yisayimim, they have to swear first. Takonis for the Yisayimim, since Yisayimim don't know the kids, they don't know all the affairs of the father, we're afraid someone will come to chip them, and that's the locha. No matter what Loshin the father said, when they want to collect money away from the Yoshim, they always have to swear first. All right, we'll stop here.